When Netflix started producing original content in India, it was a moment of great excitement. Netflix head Ted Sarandos told the Indian film critic Anupama Chopra, the opportunities were endless.
And the exciting thing to me is that these productions that may come from India, but they're not India for India or India for the US.
Right.
They're really India for the world.
And the first Netflix India original was Sacred Games, a 900-page novel by Vikram Chandra, now a professor at UC Berkeley, about cops and gangsters and a race against time to save Mumbai.
I need a cop like you.
Sarandos said Netflix was excited to bring Sacred Games to life on the web.
A great honor to work with his book. I mean, it's such
a
beautiful and well-respected piece of writing in this country. So we're just thrilled to be able to bring it to the world.
Sacred Games, the series, was a game changer in Indian entertainment, says Indian filmmaker Hansal Mehta.
Yes, when Sacred Games season one came out, there was excitement. You know, suddenly you felt that maybe we can make a Breaking Bad kind of show here. We could make a Mad Men kind of show here, you know.
Amazon Prime followed Netflix, along with a slew of Indian streaming platforms. The reason is simple. In 2017, India replaced the US to become the second largest smartphone market, just behind China. Netflix wants its next 100 million subscribers in India. Mehta says filmmakers were excited, suddenly freed from the opening weekend, deciding their fate.
And the value of the director, everything is determined by those 3 days. By the Friday, forget the 3 days, by the Friday.
The content on the web was more gritty, whether it was dealing with sex or politics, and outside the purview of India's censor board. It was a bit of the wild, wild west, or east. But now a new sheriff is coming into town. The Indian government has brought streaming under the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. They say streamers need to be held accountable. While a lot of people have been excited about the new content out there, a lot of people have been offended as well. One series is accused of offending Hindus by its references to the god Shiva and the caste system. Sacred Games itself ran into trouble. A Congress party leader lodged a police complaint saying it insulted the former Indian Prime Minister Rajiv Gandhi. Now the government says it will make a three-tier system for streaming platforms to respond to complaints, and a government committee will get to have the final say. That worries Hansal Mehta.
On paper, it gives unlimited authority to any extra constitutional body to raise objections, to almost thwart your work from reaching its audience.
As a filmmaker, he says he's not opposed to clearer standards. One of his recent films is Omerta, about a British terrorist of Pakistani descent who was involved in the kidnap and murder of reporter Daniel Pearl.
Who are you?
I'm the savior.
Mehta says several streaming platforms turned him down, afraid it was too volatile.
I will tell you very honestly that there was too much of guesswork. There was nothing, there was no standardized.
Clearer rules can actually help everyone. Except the problem, says Salil Tripathi, the author of Offense, a book on freedom of expression, sometimes in India, the right to be offended trumps everything else.
Right to being offended has taken precedence over all other rights.
And once one group gets offended, they don't just express their opinion. They can send in angry activists.
But it has enough foot soldiers who will come and make so much of a noise about the film that, you know, the director will start making the cuts right away and not even think of filming certain topics in future. That might happen.
The adventure that started with the Sacred Games might end up with the Big Chill. But Mehta remains optimistic. His advice for his peers worried about the intentions behind the new guidelines?
Try not to be antagonistic towards the intention. Test out the intent, don't presuppose.
Like a river ultimately finds its own course, streaming, he thinks, will also find its own way. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.